This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Mitt Romney says he will not seek another Senate term, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After serving as Massachusetts' governor,
I accept your nomination for president of the United States.
Romney was the GOP presidential nominee in 2012, and after losing to Barack Obama, moved to Utah, where he easily won a Senate seat 6 years later. Now,
at the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders.
Romney says he will not seek re-election, which creates a wide-open contest in heavily Republican Utah. Romney was expected to face some resistance in another run after emerging as one of the GOP's most prominent Donald Trump critics. He was the only Republican senator to twice vote for convicting Trump in his impeachment trials. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Five Palestinians were killed on Wednesday at the Israeli-Gaza border by an explosive device that appeared to have been detonated accidentally. Palestinian officials said, as protests along the volatile frontier have ticked up after months of relative quiet, dozens of Gaza youth held a protest along the border in support of Palestinians jailed in Israel. An umbrella group of Palestinian factions said the explosion was caused by a device of the protesters had planned to use during the rally. The Israeli military said in a statement that the protesters had tried to throw it at its soldiers across the border. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five people had been killed. The top Air Force commander for Europe and Africa says the U.S. military has resumed counterterrorism missions in Niger, flying drones and other aircraft out of Niger air bases more than a month after a coup temporarily halted those activities. General James Hecker says a large amount of the missions have resumed. This is VOA News. The European Commission president says African countries and Europe must engage more. Alice Rizzo has more.
The European Union must engage more with African countries, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said in her annual policy speech to the European Parliament on Wednesday.
Or think about the Sahel region, one of the poorest, yes, yet fastest growing demographically. The succession of military coups will make the region more unstable for years ahead. Russia is both influencing and benefiting from the crisis, and the region has become fertile ground to the rise of terrorism. This is of direct concern for Europe, for our security and our prosperity. So we need to show the same unity of purpose towards Africa as we have shown towards Ukraine. This is a must.
Von der Leyen, widely expected to seek a second term at the helm of the EU executive after a continent-wide election next year, spoke as the bloc's promised major infrastructure spending in the Global South moves at a snail's pace.
A five-month-old baby boy drowned during a rescue operation off the Italian island of Lampedusa after a boat carrying migrants across the sea from North Africa capsized, ANSA and other Italian news agencies reported on Wednesday. The tragedy occurred as migrants landing on Lampedusa surged, leaving the small island struggling to cope. Reporters asked United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday about the situation in Lampedusa.
This is a problem that is not only a problem of the countries that receive this influx, it's a problem of the European continent and in particular the European Union, and there must be mechanisms of solidarity and burden sharing that are effective in this regard.
ANSA said about 1,850 new arrivals landed on Wednesday. The boat the baby was traveling on capsized shortly before it was intercepted by the Italian Coast Guard. All other passengers were rescued, including the baby's mother. The United States waived sanctions to allow the transfer of $6 billion in Iranian funds from South Korea to Qatar, a step needed to carry out a previously announced U.S.-Iran prisoner swap. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby defended the deal.
These bad actors don't need incentives, and this isn't gonna change the calculus necessarily of what they've been doing. What it is going to do is get our Americans home. And that's what we're focused on.
The broad outlines of the U.S.-Iran deal, under which five U.S. citizens detained by Iran would be allowed to leave in exchange for the transfer of the funds and the release of five Iranians held in the United States, were made public on August 10th. Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined that waiving the sanctions was in the national security interests of the United States. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.